good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you are listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, it's August 27th, and it's also 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. Are you ready for September?
I am.
Well, I'm glad. That's my birthday month. That's my birthday month. Hope you're going to buy me something pretty this year.
Oh, of course. I do every year, right?
Of course you do. I don't quite remember
last
year.
It's going to be the same thing as I got you last year.
Well, make a different color, will you?
I'll try to make nothing a different color, okay?
The month's going to buy so fast, and I can't believe next year is going to be, I guess, kind of a biggie for me. I'll be 72 the 7th. And Marcia's right behind me on the 25th. And I'm thinking my oldest son will be 48 on the 25th also. So, golly, I'm getting old.
You are. You didn't get me anything for my birthday.
Well, you didn't tell me when it was.
You didn't even know when my birthday was.
Why are you supposed to tell me? See, I told you.
Well, I'm not. I don't tell anybody. Everybody knows I'm 39. So, every day is my birthday.
Well, I just told you, Phil, my son will be 46, I'm sorry, not 48, 46, 44, and 42, my three sons. And I know that that is not ancient, but when your son's a middle age, what's that make you? So anyway, you go ahead and get to the market before I start crying.
Yeah. Well, gold today, no middle age there, more like old age for gold today. Had a pullback, no big deal. Down $25.70 at $1,930. Silver was down 57 pennies at $27.08. Platinum was down 8 at $928. And palladium was down 18 at $2,209. The USDX today, yes, it was stronger, not much, 0.09 at 92.98. Crude oil was down 39 cents at $43. Paper markets today, I didn't follow them. Today, didn't have a chance to. The Dow was up 160 points at 28,492. The NASDAQ was down 39 points at 11,625. The S&P was up 5 at 3,484. 10-year yield, wow, up 0.06, 0.75%. That's what happens when you got to raise those yields because nobody wants to buy it. But anyway, it's not a whole lot, but we'll see where it goes especially after the Fed said, we're going to allow a little more inflation. Wasn't that kind of you?
So sweet.
It's such a joke.
I do have a question to ask you. If the price of crude went down, why did gas raise 10 cents a gallon here yesterday?
Well, it's just not a day-to-day. It depends on when they bought it and so forth, and that's what they base it on.
Yeah, but they play us like a fiddle.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. I mean, usually your prices in oil, a lot of the prices we quote are future contracts and things like that. It's so, it's not the current spot. So, it could be all different kinds of reasons. So, it's when you see oil going down for a month and gasoline stays the same or something.
Stays
like
the same rate on through for months afterwards. I understand that.
There's kind of like a disconnect between, personally, what I believe, there's also a disconnect between gasoline prices and oil to some degree because you have so many taxes that are built in. You don't even know how much you're actually charged for gasoline.
That's ridiculous.
Based on all the taxes. What, at least, I don't know. It's probably...
It's close to 50 cents a state and federal tax in most taxes. Most states.
40-some
cents, yeah. No doubt.
It's probably... Yeah, so...
And you stop and think of the trillions they rake off of that every year. And no one thinks about it because you got to have gas.
Got to have gas. Oh,
so
they thought about it when gas was $5 and $6, $7. People mm-hmm. thought about it then.
But at that point,
that's all they'd have to do is to keep people home. Forget shutting down industries and so forth. Just raise the gasoline price to $10. That'll keep everybody home.
but even at $10, the tax price stayed the same. So tax didn't seem like a whole lot then. But now it does. It's 2-something a gallon, and taxes being 40-50 cents. That seems like a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, it's probably based on a percentage, but so. It did help.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to...
Just a couple of things here, as we mentioned. We did see the Treasury yields climb a little bit after, you know, the Fed continues to aim for average inflation of 2%, but they're going to gauge it in case it goes a little higher. I mean, they're just 2%. Such a joke.
How laughable.
And we'll control it if, you know what, Jerome Powell, I'm not sure what you can control anymore. You can control the market going up, but inflation, that's passed. That's passed.
But they did give an idea how much they would allow. I mean, 5%? What was your idea?
Depends on how high. It probably depends on how high the yields go, because again, then you're dealing with higher yields. You're dealing with they can't you know, continue to pay the interest on the debt, and you know it brings housing to a slowdown and so forth. So, you know, they try to gauge it. You know, they try to manipulate it and so forth. So.
And the joke at 2%. When's the last time you saw inflation 2%?
I know.
Not in our lifetime.
And government needs more than 2%.
They do. Absolutely they need, do.
Yeah. But you know, that's all eyes have been on the RNC convention, Republican convention. All eyes have been on Hurricane Laura. All eyes have, you know, been everywhere except what's really important.
That's very true.
A lot of distraction and noise out there, and that's what it is. But I guess that's our political lives anymore. That's I guess that's the noise is needed in order to have a functioning country.
Well, if you keep people's minds off the important factors and keep them on mind, and I'm not saying that, not that's the wrong way to put that. The storm wasn't minor. I'm not saying that at all. But when you keep their eyes on the weather and other situations, as this economy worldwide falls apart, people are easier deceived into believing the lies that the feds tell us, whoever tells you the lies, you know, because they're not watching. And most people, you and I, Melody, know what's going on in our lives personally, but we can't see it too much in other people's lives because we don't know everybody. But everybody's suffering something in this country now because of finances, or storms, or whatever. Everybody is suffering with something, just trying to pay the bill. Unless you're Jeff Bezos, we'll cover that in a minute. Jeff Bezos done real well this year, mm-hmm. but most people are really sincerely squeezing pennies, you know, trying to keep their rent paid and mortgages paid. They're trying to do these things, so we see it on our own level, things cutting back. I know I've cut back. Praise God, I don't owe anybody anything. Praise God. But even utilities and natural things you have to have, food and utilities, are going up in price, so I have to squeeze back on other things to make those payments. If I were still in debt for a home and in debt for a couple cars, Melody, I'd be up a creek right now. And so, yeah, we all are facing different things. The whole nation is facing different things and they're on different levels. So, no, everything is not okay, but if they can keep our eyes on our own little problems and not look above ourselves, we don't see the big picture. And it's easier to control us that way.
You know, I read an article earlier today, and I'm not bringing it to you. It's from this article. And I'd have to look up to... it was laissez-faire today. I don't read much of their... it's not something that I go to, but I was just glancing through it today. But he was talking about, you know, there's nothing mysterious about humanity's timeless and instinctual fascination with gold. You know, it's been a measure of stick of value of over 6,000 years. It's been used for money for at least, you know, more than half of those years. And he writes about, which is how back in 1838, even without a crystal ball, Senator John C. Calhoun prophesized the future. It is the nature of stimulus to excite first and then depress afterwards. Nothing is more stimulating than an expanding and depreciating currency. It creates a delusive appearance of prosperity, which puts everything in motion, and everyone feels as if he was growing richer as prices rise. And I'll tell you, Butch, I mean, that really does sum it up. I mean, that is exactly what it does. We've seen the manipulation of currencies. We've seen the illusion of prosperity. That puts everything in motion. Everybody feels good. We talked about confidence yesterday. Everyone feels great. Everyone thinks they're growing richer because they have more cars in their driveways. They have more TVs in their homes. They're buying new homes and they're selling them and moving out of them like, you know, it's just normal. And that's what fiat currency does.
That keeps the masses happy.
Keeps everybody happy. But the more important thing is just not happy, Butch. It gives the illusion that everyone is growing
richer.
Yeah,
sure. And actually, we're going further in debt, but it still looks better because we're driving a nicer car this year. We're all part of that. I've been part of that. We all have been.
Sure.
They're robbing us blind, Melody, but they're letting us feel good doing it. I don't know how to explain that. You know, it's all facade, and we don't see through that sometimes. That's why we got in this mess in the first place.
But that's what a fiat currency does, and that's what stimulus does. That's what the tax cuts did 2 years ago, and every tax cut prior to that. It gives you a brief moment of a prosperity. It gives you a brief moment.
False hope.
And it starts the engine of everything.
A false hope. I had a caller today ask me.
It expands the economy. And that's what they
needed.
That's what they did. But then it just gives the appearance, just the appearance, the illusion that everyone is growing richer. And you're not. You're not.
Well, I had a caller today ask me, when do you think the next bailout's going to be? And I said, I don't see it happening anytime in the very near future. They can't quit arguing about certain things. But they're actually waiting for the next bailout. They're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So that's another false
maybe
hope.
Maybe my bike will be in by then.
Well, you brought that up. I want to say this, too. I'm finding out now that it's getting hard to find washers and dryers.
Sure.
Major appliances are getting harder to find.
Supply chain was broken.
Yeah, that is amazing. I happen to know, I do business with a local outfit here that works on some appliances I use, but they have used repair, they repair old ones and fix them, and they got plenty of those, and they guarantee a full year like a new one. But find new appliances, about refrigerators and refrigerated washing machines, I hadn't really thought about that. I knew freezers were scarce, but I didn't think about washing machines and dryers. And that's what they're scarce.
Yep.
Wow. Things have changed over the last few months.
But yeah, I mean, that's what happens when your world economy shut down, Butch.
Yeah, it is.
That's what you have when you close manufacturing or plants and, you know, mints. I mean, we've seen that in the gold and silver market. You know, mints were shut down. And wait until this fall when we have a comeback, a resurgence. And if we do, no one knows if we do or not, or I don't know, but so I don't know. It's you know, we had the TIFF. I think it's usually theatrics. You know, you just say a whole bunch of nasty things about China, nobody really means it, and then, you know, just make sure that trade continues and, you know, we go on our merry way. It's just like, oh my gosh.
Well, it's been going
Stop.
Like that all of our lifetime, really. You know it has.
Pardon?
It's been going like that about all of our lifetime.
Sure.
We've had a fiat currency basically ever since you and I have been born. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on this way. And it's a boom and bust situation. Thomas Jefferson warned about that. He said they'll destroy you, make you slaves on your own land by booms and busts, inflation, deflation, whatever. And they've done it. And it's worked very well. People, again, think they're prospering on paper money and not realizing that every day that money's shrinking in value and they're going further in debt. And every time there's inflation, taxes go up because your salaries go up to match inflation, so your taxes go up. Government's got to have that to survive, as you said. So folks, please understand, this is not an accident. This didn't happen just by, oops, look what happened. We didn't know this was going to work this way. Of course they did. That's why they brought the Fed in. They knew what they were doing in controlling the people's wealth and owning the people's wealth. They don't just control the wealth, folks. They own the wealth. And they own you. The ones that produce the wealth, they own you. That's why they chattel. You're literally owned, lock, stock, and barrel. That's what your birth certificate's about. That's what your death certificate's about. That's a franchise agreement. So that's where we are. And it was planned that way from the beginning. And even the Bible warns about it. So that's where we are. They got me started on something else. I'm sorry, Melody, but I had to say that. We have been played. We've been played.
Although one thing and something was brought to my attention today that I really did think was kind of interesting. And again, this is supposed to be outside the realm. The Republican National Convention is supposed to be outside the realm of D.C. I agree with that. So I don't know if that was the reason for this, because usually if you look for anything, a signing of, you know, executive orders and so forth, it's there. And someone brought up to me, or I saw it on Facebook today, where the flags at the convention didn't have the gold fringe. And I thought that was interesting.
I didn't see that. That is interesting. I didn't see that.
Now, I didn't.
That's unusual.
I don't watch the convention. I tried to go back and look up some pictures and look at some videos. And I went to Pence. Pence spoke last night, Vice President Pence. And they were right. The flags that were up on stage and so forth did not have the gold fringe.
What kind of cap did it have on? What kind of cap atop?
Well, I didn't look for that. I was just looking for the gold.
That also means something also. The gold fringe certainly means something. Of course that means something.
And so again, I don't know if that was because it actually kind of kept it from being a, you know, against that Hatch Act. But then again, all the flags, when he's signing executive orders and so forth, which is really meaningful, they have the fringe. So
that's admiralty
that
law.
That was an interesting observation.
That's admiralty law is what that means, obviously. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Now, I don't know if it was for the whole campaign, for the whole convention. I don't know if it was just that one, or, you know, whatever. But I thought it was a good observation from Roy.
Yes,
I don't know if he listens to the program, but thank you, Roy.
That's a good observation. I did not know that. That is interesting.
So for those of you who watched the convention tonight, huh?
I wonder if that was intentional. That's what I'm wondering now. Was it intentional? Did they know what they were doing?
I don't know why they... I don't know. But interesting. We'll be right back because we're heading into a break, and that's interesting too. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And one brief message here. I just want to say, for those of you who were hit by Hurricane Laura, that was a pretty nasty storm, wasn't it, Butch?
Yes, Category 4.
Category 4 when it hit land. And, I mean, it was like, it was still a hurricane 170 miles after landfall. So we're just now beginning to see pictures and so forth of the devastation and everything. So
I'm kind of anxious to see that. I mean, I'm not anxious to see it because of what happened. I'm anxious to see how much damage it did do.
Yeah.
You know, because, I know that's going to mean a lot of people right now, Melody, are without a work. 700,000 across three states are out of power. The 20-foot surge, how much damage that done, but 150-mile-an-hour winds. 150-mile-an-hour winds. Think about that a minute. Around here, if we get 30 or 35, we think we're getting blown away. You know?
I know. That's true.
So, it's amazing. So I pray that everybody. I know there's some deaths. I realize that. And that's so sad. But the economic cost is going to be devastating to a lot of people. And I'm anxious to see what it really did to the rice production in Arkansas. Because the articles I've been reading said they may not recover from this one. They may put them behind on the production. I don't know. So it's going to affect your price on food. Obviously, that's true. So this is really a shame. And for those that went through this, I have several listeners in those areas down through there that do call and check with us in Arkansas and Louisiana through there. If you can hear us, we really are thinking about you and praying for you, because I know this was not pleasant at all.
And we got lots of listeners in that area.
Absolutely. Please don't think we're taking this lightly, because we certainly are not taking this lightly. We're sorry, very sorry that you went through this. Prayerfully, it'll be the last one this year.
Well, I don't mean to change the topic, but, the U.S. Labor Department said today that it's going to change how it adjusts weekly jobless claims figures for seasonal swings after the pandemic surge in unemployment led to an unusually large divergence between adjusted and unadjusted figures. So if you don't like the numbers that are coming out, let's just change the way we get them. Then we can. It won't look so bad.
We can manipulate them.
We can manipulate them. Yes.
That's right. Make you feel better.
And you know what's amazing is they can come right out and say it. And nobody. Okay. That's unbelievable.
Oh yeah, the government says it's got to be true. But on the bright side, for everybody out there, that I know this can make everybody's day. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos became the world's first $200 billion man. Amazon stock price jumped more than 100% since during the pandemic. More than 100% of stock prices since the pandemic started. He's the first $200 billion man. I know that makes everybody's day. They're so glad to hear that, you know. I mean, Jeff Bezos is doing very well. So we can survive because we feel better about Jeff Bezos. Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
You know, I mean, he's doing very well. Even though the record GDP plunge is revised to be higher than what I thought it was going to be, it says that the U.S. economy contracted or shrank 31.7% in the second quarter. Melody, almost 32% shrinkage in GDP in the second quarter.
Is that the annual? I got in trouble for that. That's the annual rate, right?
No, it says Q2. Second quarter. So I assume it's second quarter. It may be annual, but that isn't what they said here. So I don't know. Maybe it is.
And I got in trouble for that one.
Well, it says second quarter. It says Q2.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But even an annual, 32% an annual is still a chunk.
I know. That's what
we're
I
picking
said.
On half, you know. I mean,
that's
gee whiz.
That's what I said.
I mean, that's straight gnashing, swallowing camels, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a year or two or two, second quarter, it's still a huge hit to the economy and the working people. We got to stop and think. These numbers are not just numbers. They're people. And they're people's livelihoods. These aren't just figures you throw out there and say, well, the unemployment's 10%. We're talking about people here. We sometimes you take out, well, it's 10% and shrug, or even 30% and shrug your shoulders and go on. But Melody, that means people are being hurt. If it's 10% of people that are out of work, that's terrible. That means 10 people out of 100 can't provide for their family. Is that not bad?
I would think it would be bad.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's... We got to... They make everything so impersonal. That's like they do when you do transactions of business. The first thing, you want Social Security number. They don't want your name. They really don't care about who you are. They want Social Security number so they can check your credit score. So there you go. A number to ID you and a number to check how much you're worth. Is that not kind of impersonal? My credit score is not so high because I don't do credit. So that makes me a bad risk. When you think that they would work somebody that pays cash or pays the bills ahead of time, when you think that's who they go for instead of somebody that's always in debt, but pays the bills, but always using credit, I don't know. Things are topsy-turvy in what they used to be.
Well, yeah, you can't make any money off of people who pay their debts.
That's true, I guess. Yeah, good
point.
Make
any money off of them?
But I remember trading cards when I first got married. I called a guy named Mert Myers, who was president of the local bank. He said, "You go ahead and trade. Write a check. We'll cover it. Come in tomorrow and do the paperwork." Try that today.
Yep.
Back then, they knew you. They knew that you were good, and they didn't question all these credit scores and numbers. He said, "Come in tomorrow and do the paperwork." Melly, we lost a personal touch in this country. We've lost that. So anyway, I didn't mean to get on that, but I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely correct.
And I do want to share, though, I'm not going to share all the facts, but 17 facts that prove that the U.S. economy is a complete and total disaster. Now, here are just a few of them. I didn't write them all down. The New York City unemployment rate, is 20%, if you can believe that. New York City alone. The New York City restaurants, 83% last month were unable to pay their rent. 83%. South Carolina, 52% of renters are at risk of foreclosure, eviction. In South Carolina, over half the renters are at risk of eviction. America now owes $21 billion in unpaid rent. 27% did not make rent or mortgage payments last month. 27% last month did not make rent or mortgage payments. Record number of bankruptcies in 2020. Well, you already knew that was coming. World trade plunged to the lowest levels on record for the month of June. World trade. Folks, this is just not America. This is worldwide. Over half of the job loss are permanent. But think about that, Melody. Over half the job losses are probably going to be permanent.
Yep.
Over half. 40 men means 20 men are not going back to work. How do you counter that? What do you do? I mean, with the what's your comments on that? I'm kind of speechless on that.
It does take I mean, when I think, you know what, you made a statement earlier about it's about the people.
Yes.
And when we read these numbers, it is about the people. And that's what makes me so irritated. When you see all this stuff on these conventions, both sides. I mean, it's like they're so far away from reality. And you know what, Butch? Maybe we already had that many people unemployed. Maybe that's why it doesn't seem to make a difference. I don't know. But
what?
It's. I mean, and trust me, I thought the Republicans, what they did, I mean, it's all, you know, rah, 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 USA, patriotic, you know, bring a tear to your eye and so forth. But that's not what's happening in this country. There is no connection at all.
There's no cohesion.
To what's
cohesion.
Really happening to the people.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. But, you know, 40 million people are supposedly unemployed. I think it's probably higher than that. But let's say 40 million. If 20 million don't get the job back, where did they go and what did they do? 20 million
government
people out of work.
Government assistance.
That, yes. And who pays that?
Yep.
How long keep doing it? Because they don't have the money to pay it. Folks, this is all leading up to a huge, huge letdown. The IRS says 37 million fewer W-2 forms were filed. 57 million new claims for unemployment were filed. 57 million new claims.
Well, that's not recent, though. That's not recent.
And that's over the last few months.
Oh, the last few months, yeah.
Yeah.
Since
57
probably
March.
Million. Yeah.
Now think, Millie, that's a third of the population.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really dumbfounding. It really is. And it's sad.
But you know
what
Butch?
Is.
The stock markets have are back to their record highs.
Yeah, I know.
So we should all feel good, right?
Everything's hunky dory. You know, go back to sleep. And after all we've seen with gold and silver, I was talking to somebody today, they said, well, that won't last. I looked at them and said, do you realize that in 1995 or thereabouts, I paid $3 for the first silver dollar I ever bought? Now they're going for it with 30 bucks. You say it's not going to last? That's been almost 30 years ago. And they went up from 3 to over 30. If you put $3 in a bank 30 years ago, would you have $32 or say extra in there now? Would that be how it worked? Of course
not.
And I'll bet
the person who said that it's not going to last believed that we had the greatest economy in history the past 3 years and that it's going to continue if Donald Trump is elected.
I don't think they went quite that far. But I think that from what I could get on this, I think that, by the way, this was a lady. I think she was kind of aggravated because she didn't start trying to make difference I've known this woman for a lot of years. I told her back in the 90s, maybe she had a lot of look into buying some gold and silver, you know, coins, and she didn't do it. I think she regrets she didn't. I think she's a little bit upset maybe because that's what's happening. You know, gold was 250 an ounce. That's
well, that's the worst thing
ounce.
Then is not to buy it now.
There you go. But how do you... it's hard to work with when people's minds are closed.
True.
You can't make them hear. It's like you heard those saying, take a horse water, but you can't make him drink. I don't care how thirsty they are. If you don't want to drink, you're not going to drink. But it's the same thing with this. To me, it's insane. If I hadn't have done this, if I would, but I just realized, hey, I should have done it. I wouldn't kick somebody because they did it. I'd get involved. I'd change course. You know, maybe I couldn't buy much, but I didn't buy much back then. I bought what I could when I could. And so, I don't understand some people's reasoning. I really don't. I just don't get it. You go ahead and make some comments.
Well, you know, I think. I don't know. I just really kind of dread. I don't know what's going to happen in these next couple of months. And even if they do postpone everything and they're able to keep the system going, remember, the one thing I've always done since I've been involved in this is you can never, ever underestimate their power and their ability to keep it going another day. They have mechanisms that we can't even think of. They
and they're
have
new ones
control
every day.
Of markets around the world. They have, you know, and I'm, and again, it really is all based on the stock market. I mean, that controls all. That's such a psychological impact on it. It's really
it's
amazing.
A placebo. It's a placebo.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
amazing.
It is. You know, it's a sugar pill, but we think it works.
I mean, my gosh, when we had 3,000 point drops in March, oh my gosh, people came unglued. There was no panic yet. People were coming unglued. They were able to stop the bleed. And they were able to bring it back. Only through what? How many trillions of dollars has the government put into, you know, sending out stimulus checks to people so they, you know, spend it in the economy to keep it going to some degree? How many trillions of dollars has the Federal Reserve? How many different programs do they have just to keep this system going? And it isn't any, it has absolutely no economic fundamentals at all.
No.
None. It's baffling. But again, the Federal Reserve and our government have mechanisms and the ability to create. You've got all these huge super hedge funds and all these huge investment firms that can move. You know, I was thinking today, I had a customer who bank wired me. He sent me an email this morning, and I'll just make these, it's something. He sent me an email at 8:15 telling me that he sent the bank wire, and by 8:22, I get a notice from the bank showing that it's been received, and I sent him back and saying, well, you know, these bankers, at least they know how to do that right. They have to do bank wires right. Because when you really think about it, they need to transfer those digits sooner
than later.
That's
what they did.
And that's why they do it so correctly. When you have all these investment bankers and everything like that, I mean, they move markets. They move, I mean, sure, it needs to be done in seconds, in minutes. So that's the one part they got right.
And think that you receive digits on a computer, and he's going to receive something of value.
And he's going to receive something of value.
So, I mean, so far...
Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I mean, you know, so far this facade's working, but when it quits working... Oh, well, wow. You know, wow. I mean, that just blows my mind. Somebody puts a click on a computer, and he gets something worthwhile out of it.
Out of thin air. And I hear music. We're heading into the third break. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Powell.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. Which, what's next? I know you wanted to talk about some other things.
Well, there's much going on.
Particularly about Wisconsin.
Yeah, we'll get that in a second. Let's go to China, man. I thought this was...
Are we going to China?
This is something that we should have thought about maybe earlier. Chinese official threatens U.S. medical supplies over, I never could say this word, heard right, Huawei, I don't know how to pronounce that. 90% of all raw materials are produced in China for medicine supplies, 90%. And they're threatened to withhold those because of a fight over electronics or something would do with this company. So when a nation gets itself in a predicament that it can't even take care of some medical needs, or its food needs, it's pretty much. I want my phone. My own phone is ringing. It's pretty much a mess. And whenever you have to depend on somebody else to supply your medicine bill, that's not a good sign, is it?
No, it isn't. But you know what? It isn't. It isn't a good sign, but it isn't surprising. I mean, hey, look how much control China has over this country. And all they have to do is use it. They have control over our money. They have control over our money. They have control over our pharmaceuticals.
How much of our land, how much of our country do they own?
Yeah. I mean, just look how many Chinese restaurants are in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's something we don't stop thinking about. When you put the manufacturing of your own medicine supply in a foreign country that more or less controls your purse strings, you don't dare bite the hand that feeds you. That's where we are. We shipped everything we did that we had to do on our own, we should have done on our own, we shipped it out. Even our food production ability, most of it, a lot of it comes from overseas, you know that. Everything, our cars, our appliances. How much do we actually make in America anymore that we're totally American made? You can buy a refrigerator. It's never made in America any longer. You remember when they used to make Frigidaire and GE and Westinghouse and all these brands were all made, probably made in the USA? They no longer exist that way. We have a Crosley, which is one of the better markets out there, I think, better quality refrigerators, but it's made in Mexico and China. They don't make them here. So if they decide to cut off our supply line right down to a medicine, that's pretty strong.
And they'll do it quietly. Do you think, ladies and gentlemen, that you're going to read the headlines on wherever you get your news? No. They're going to do it quietly. You won't even know they're doing it. And then all of a sudden, they get a little more control, a little bit more control. You know? People just don't get it.
But no,
they just don't get China.
There were a few people trying to warn us about this, but you know Nixon started this whole mess back when he was in office. You know that.
Yeah.
And some people tried to warn us what this was going to happen, but I didn't know. Heck, I was young and dumb. And everybody else thought, well, we're going to have cheaper goods. That's true. They're cheaper, but they control them.
What have we lost? The quality?
Yes.
Yes. That was the thing about American-made products was the quality.
There was some pride in that.
There was pride in American work, and but now you can't have quality when you're paying workers pennies on the dollar, you know. But they were able to compete. I shouldn't say that. I mean, Japan had some good quality cars.
They do.
No.
Do you remember when you used to say made in Japan, you threw it away, you thought it was junk? They copy everything we did. Today, foreign-made cars, even ones made in Korea or China, have better warranties than U.S.-made cars, so-called U.S.-made cars. They're not really made here, assembled here. But they have better Honda and Toyota, and all of them have better guarantees than Ford, Chrysler, or GM. They all have much better warranties.
I mean, it's even like the workmanship. Yeah, it's even like the workmanship. Yeah. Our laborers here in this country, the laborers, they charge an arm and a leg. They're really proud of what they charge people. But the quality of their work?
I agree. It's a shame. It's all reversed in our lifetime.
We accept it.
Yeah, we do.
I don't make the people, because they wouldn't. But if I hire somebody to come and do some work and it's shoddy work, do I make them come back and redo it? They come back and redo it, and it's worse than the first time they did it.
Well, this has happened in our lifetime, Elder. We've seen this change in our lifetime. Back when you and I were growing up, if you saw a foreign-made car, they were very rare. Very rare.
Yes, very rare.
But I remember, too,
when we were kids, when we'd be on a trip with our parents, me not so much, but my brothers, it was always about picking out the different types of cars because they were all different. They were all, you know, they all had their unique features. Now you can't tell one from another.
No, an SUV is an SUV is an SUV. I agree.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Yeah, I used to look at Fords and Chevys, and man, they were stylish. This different topic. This time, but they were so beautiful. They were designed to look beautiful. They were designed to look streamlined. They had room in them. You could stretch out in a car and drive in comfort. I remember the Ford had ignition on the left-hand side, which is opposite the GM had on the right-hand side, and things like that were done on purpose, you know, to make a difference.
And people didn't die in them.
That's right. I agree. They actually had metal in them. They weren't plastic.
They actually had metal. When I lived up north with my family for a brief period of time, it was close to the New York border, Pennsylvania, New York border, and it got cold. So I was thinking about getting an electric heater for, you know, my car, you know, for the engine. And you could buy these things. You just stick it to some metal, and it would, you know, you could turn it on, it would heat it up, and, you know, so forth. We couldn't find any metal to stick it to. finding any metal to stick it to. But anyway.
You try to put a sticker, a magnetic sticker on the side of your car, you waste your time.
No,
it won't work. I've tried
it's
that.
It's not going to work. No.
Forget it. That's very, very true. And they tried to tell me it's safer that way, but anyway.
And we'll a lot of part on. Of the engine. I mean, this was in the engine block. A lot of part of the engine isn't.
No, they're aluminum now. They're not really, aluminum. That's why they warp and get hot.
But anyway.
But back, different topic. And this is sad, but it wouldn't be fair enough to cover it. Jerry Falwell Jr., obviously got caught up in some things that were really nasty. And it's really sad. It really is sad. It makes me angry, too, that another so-called Christian leader is caught up in something that is totally evil and wrong, which puts a shame on Christ and actually hurts the church. But that's put a shame on Christ. But Falwell Jr. has agreed to leave, and they're going to give him a $10.5 million payout from the lead of the university. And his words were the same words that Martin Luther King said whenever he decided to quit. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. That's his departing words.
Are you
Liberty
serious?
University. I'm serious.
Wow.
I'm serious. That makes me so angry. His dad, I'm sure, wasn't perfect, just a man. But this guy destroyed what once was considered a decent place to go to school that taught some moral principles and tried to the school rules help some morality. He has shot that in the head, and then he says something, thank God I'm free at last. This is really disgraceful. And folks, I don't apologize. I apologize for what he done, but I do not apologize that I'm a Christian, because I'm going to try to do what's right no matter what, and I'm not perfect. But when a man does something like this, I don't apologize for who I am. I'm going to preach the Bible and try to live the Bible. Falwell obviously was a hypocrite, and he's going to get paid $10.5 million to leave. There's something wrong with that picture, Melody Cedarstrom. Why is he being rewarded to leave?
You know, even, I think, Even Jimmy and Tammy Faye Baker, didn't they apologize?
They did, yes.
They got caught up, and the other guy who got caught up in some sordid affairs and so forth. I don't know. I can't recall him. But
yeah,
they did.
They did.
Yeah,
they did. But it's just, it just makes me angry. It does, because we're rewarding evil. And that destroys the witness of the church. Everybody said, "Well, Butch Paul's a preacher. Look what he's, you know, look what Falwell did. Look what so and so did." So it lumps me with the same group. You know, we'll move on from that before I start getting angry. But that makes me angry. It does. Back on to the situation in America and
makes
the Civil
me
War.
Angry, but it also makes me sad.
It does make
it
me
makes
cry.
Me sad that so many people, and again, we're going back to how many people are hurt by it.
How many people may have lost their faith over it? Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
That's sad. Back to the Civil War in America. And folks, we're a Civil War. And it maybe hasn't spread to your neighborhood yet, but it started. Shooting has started. Blood has been let. We're a Civil War. 17-year-old arrested after two killed in Kennesaw, Wisconsin. Armed citizens protect the city from looting scumbags. Minneapolis under state of emergency after fresh unrest. We are Civil War here. I don't know. I read this story online about the boy. I don't know what. I wasn't there. I can't verify this. But apparently somebody was hitting him with a skateboard from one of the rioters, and he shot to protect their lives. That's what I understand. He'd been charged. If what the article says is true, he should have been called a hero. But be that as it may, that's where we are in America today. And this article went on to say, this other article says this, everything changes after Kenosha, Wisconsin. Divided we stand. It would always come to this. At some point there would be a reckoning for BLM and Antifa. The shooting in Kenosha are a dividing line for America. This is a moment where normal people finally say enough. There will be consequences. Now, folks, this is what's being said here. This is war talk in our neighborhoods. This is a war between radicalized lunatics bathed in unquenchable envy and self-pity, and those who refuse to act like victims. But both sides are victims, and that's very well said. Victims of a vicious program to divide and conquer the U.S. And folks, this is a Marxist move to bring America down, and it's working. Through a culture war designed to dehumanize each other. In World War II, the Germans were called Krauts. In Vietnam, they were called Gooks. Dehumanize them. They're not people. Shoot them. Humanize them. So we fight among ourselves over scraps while the people who manipulated events walk away laughing at the destruction. Melody, that's pretty strong, but it's right on.
Yeah.
It's that this is America, my God, people, this is America. I mean, this is America. A nation at one time was so blessed by God. And this, de Tocqueville said, America is great because America was good. When she ceased being good, she ceased being great. That was a prophecy being told back in the 1800s. Now, you want to add anything to that, Melody? I just had to share that.
I don't think I can add anything to that.
Doesn't it make you want to cry? Not
it
for
does.
You and I, maybe, but for our children and grandchildren. They'll never know even what we knew.
No.
Move on to the world now, instead of America. But Taiwanese military releases a video of troops fending off attack from Chinese mainland. Now, I don't know whether this is true or not, but you watch the video. And they said any attempt at invasion would have only the effect of triggering the wrath of Taiwanese people. I'm sure that there will be a war, that there will be a fight, but China and Taiwan laid side by side is like a mouse to an elephant. You know, I mean, I'm not belittling Taiwan at all, but when it comes to size military power, I think they're lacking some of it in that battle. Of course, that means if they went to war, that would bring involve the United States and other powers too. The Taiwanese military said that they've already fought off attacks from the Chinese mainland. We'll see. And France and Italy joined Greece in major naval war games to show a force against Turkey. Turkey has vowed to make no concessions with Greece over territorial rights. Both sides say the same. Where are we heading? We're a civil war in America. Regions in the East and in the Mediterranean are flexing their muscles and maybe going to war too. Matthew 24, folks, read it for yourself. God's word is being proven right again. That should build your faith in Him, not scare you to death. It should build your faith that He is still God. And that's where our faith has to lie. This is what we're seeing. This is happening. So don't be discouraged in the fact. Just pray that people get their eyes open before it's too late. But have faith in God, knowing that His word is true. And as time goes along, if we live too much longer, I think we'll see things happen to fulfill the Bible even more. So don't be frightened. I know concerns, it concerns me. But our God is still God. Yahweh God has not changed. He's still God. His will be done. His word will be fulfilled. So put your faith in Him, not in what man can do.
Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.